This conference is being recorded.
Hello and welcome to the Heart Start to Your Week call on Monday, June 16th, 2008. Some people mark their calendars by holidays like Christmas or Easter. I find that I mark my calendar by these Heart Start calls. And so I keep track of time, I guess. My name is Sheva, CEO of a company called Fiera. Fiera is a word that we invented, which we use to describe a heartfelt feeling, that feeling you get when you feel in alignment with your life purpose, when you feel in harmony within you and able to relate in harmony without you. When your cup overflows and you have so much fullness in your heart that you are a contribution to the world. That's Fiera. A feel-great feeling where your arms fly up over your head and a yes to life flies out of your mouth. But it can also be a quiet or gentle feeling of compassion or care for yourself or another. Researchers at the Institute of Heart Math have discovered that feelings that we call Fiera feelings generate a uniquely ordered or coherent pattern in the heart's rhythm. And this ordered pattern has wide-ranging impact on our own personal health because of its influence on the nervous system, our hormones, and our aging process, our immune system, and even the way that our brain works, which then leads to dramatic implications as well for our relationships, our work performance, and so on. So Fiera causes this uniquely ordered signature in the heart pattern, which researchers at HeartMath even created a technology called the M-Wave, which allows you to see your heart rhythms in real time, providing a mirror of feedback to be able to self-honestly assess where your emotions are, catch the emotional spinach between your teeth, so to speak, and truly make that shift into greater well-being and grander experience and performance in life. They've also developed a system of 30 or 40 different tools that you can use on the spot in the midst of life, in the midst of life challenges, life events. You don't have to go off and meditate cross-legged in a cave for a year. You don't need a yoga mat. You don't need to twist yourself into a pretzel or create the optimal environment. You get to be the optimal environment. And that's really what tonight's call is about. Every week we have these Heart Start to Your Week calls as a gift back to the community, a little oasis of heart where people can call in to find out more about the heart math science, the heart math tools and technology, and the seminars and context that Fiera offers for learning and using those tools. And we talk about the heart as it applies to different facets of our life. And so tonight I'm going to touch upon and really invite your participation with the heart as a portal to being the source of value. One of the key components that makes the HeartMath system work is the fact that our fulfillment, our well-being, physically, mentally, emotionally, is truly independent of our circumstances, which is in many ways the opposite of what our collective culture tells us. You know, there's plenty of advertising out there that's saying to us, so I guess in a way the Heart Start calls are anti-advertising, not against advertising out there, but simply saying to you, you are whole and complete within your own heart. There is nothing else you need outside of you for your wellness at an emotional level. And we're certainly not, you know, saying ignore what your doctor tells you or anything like that, but for your well-being emotionally. You don't need the special deodorant or the Mr. or Mrs. Right or the right dress or the right suit or the right car. You don't need the right job or the right dollar amount in your bank account or the right house. You don't need the right spouse. It's already right inside your heart when you learn to make this shift inside. And then what happens is as you start to shift to the heart and become the source of value you want to see in the world, see the world differently. And that's because of the way that emotions and heart rhythms affected by emotions impact our perceptions. We don't see life as it is. We see life through what our brain does with what is. We take things in through our sense perceptions, and then the brain casts its interpretation on them. And when we bring this ordered heart rhythm into our bodies, into our minds, through the heart math tools, which teach us to live from a place of compassion, peace, love, generosity, caring, celebration, joy, exuberance, these Sierra feelings, when we bring our body that gift, we become a gift, radiating those things 360 degrees around us. And as we do that, it changes the way the brain works. It changes the very parts of the brain that are interpreting and perceiving reality. And so the reality that we interpret and perceive looks different. It may not be different. It may be the same house and the same spouse. But through the eyes of love, through the eyes of the heart, through the eyes of being the value we want to see rather than foraging to get value from life. We change the lens through which we perceive our reality. And heaven on earth is possible where we were in hell. There's some wonderful little jokes that embody that to me. There's one about a man who lands in hell. And there's an angel of death there to escort him, kind of give him, you know, hell orientation. And they're walking through this banquet hall, and the most glorious, uplifted, stunning room, right? Kind of like our lifestyle here in North America. All the food you could ever imagine that you could want. All of the lavish, luxurious, ostentatious clothing and chandeliers and, you know, all the accoutrements of a luxurious life. But as he walks into the room and gets a little closer, he sees that behind these satin and silk dresses and tailored suits and refined appearances, the people wearing them are starving to death. The people wearing them are starving to death. Literally, gaunt, at death's door knocking loudly, only the problem is they're already dead. So they just get to experience starvation for eternity. And he's trying to figure out, like, what is going on here? And then he sees that while all these people are sitting at this long banquet table, none of them have elbows. Their arms are just ramrod straight, and so they can't get the food to their mouths. And they're starving. Well, he's certainly sobered to see this is what hell looks like. It's not what he thought it looked like, but it sure is hell. And so the angel of death says, would you like to see heaven? And they walk across the hallway. And there's an identical banquet going on. with one difference. The people there are laughing and enjoying themselves, and they're robust and jolly and exuberant in their joy. And he's trying to figure out what the difference is, because as he looks closer, these people don't have elbows either. And then he sees what's happening. In heaven, even though they don't have elbows, they're feeding each other. So they can't reach their own mouth, but they can reach their neighbor. They reach across from them. And so everyone is feeding each other. In hell, the people are starving and trying to feed themselves, trying to get their own needs met. It's all about getting what they want. And in heaven, the exact same circumstance, they figured out that if they give, they get. If they become the value they want to receive, it's impossible not to receive what you're being. So I want to make this call pertinent to everyone who's joined tonight and those listening to this as an archived recording. I always like for you to walk away from these heart-start calls with genuine value and genuine impact in your life. Well, I can say that, you know, the science behind heart math, which if I was just going to put it in simple terms, is the hallway between heaven and hell. It's the door that gives you the choice so that you could be at the exact same banquet feast of your life and experience it as a stressful hell. And when you're able to shift to that ordered pattern in the heart that the heart math tools teach you, the very same feast becomes heaven. Just in your change of view and behavior and attitude, and it's not one that you conceptually or intellectually impose on yourself. It's one that organically and effortlessly arises from the inherent nature of your heart. When you learn to tap its intelligence. And that is just such an exciting ride. I have yet to tire of it myself, working with these tools and this technology for 15 years now. And so the depth that I've explored in 15 years can't really be conveyed in an hour. Nor can the full body of 17 years of heart math research and the development of all their tools and technology and all the full-bodied resource that they are be conveyed in an hour. But these calls are meant to be like a little appetizer for you. And if you want more, we'll tell you where you can get the rest of the feast and access to the refrigerator for seconds at the end of the call. But that having been said, we don't want to throw you into hell and just tempt you with an appetizer without giving you some authentic and genuine value, which is to say that the beauty of the whole heart math process is that while it is a process that has a cumulative beneficial effect on your body and mind and life, such that it measurably reduces your stress hormone levels, we can test that, by the way, for anyone interested. We do run lab tests through Fiera that you can do in the privacy of your own home, spitting in a tube, peeing in a cup, in your own bathroom, popping it back in the mail, the standard U.S. Post, or wherever you are calling in from in the world. Usually our global clients send them back FedEx, and the lab runs tests on your stress hormone levels, your anti-aging hormone levels, your neurotransmitters, which most seven neurotransmitters, which most psychiatrists are rarely checking before they prescribe antidepressants. So we're able to really track what's going on inside of you, not just subjectively, not just in how you feel, but also objectively in what's physiologically happening inside your body. And then we're also able to do a before and after picture of that. So we know without any other intervention, just applying the heart math tools by themselves, clients with 4 weeks of practice have reduced their anti-aging hormone, or no, have increased their anti-aging hormone levels by 100%. and reduce their stress hormone levels by 25%. Significant drop. So we're able to measure the cumulative positive impact of HeartMath. There is a cumulative positive impact. The more you do it, the more you learn about it, the more you apply it, the more you know. And at the same time, the beauty of it is that it's self-fulfilling and self-initiating, which is to say it's self-motivating. Each time you do it, you feel a little better. So this Heart Start call is a start, an opportunity to get a taste of what that shift feels like, to have a real benefit in that direction for yourself, with the understanding that, yes, it could go further and it can go more, and yet, unlike so much out there that I've studied and accumulated in my degrees and my licenses and so on, HeartMath is simultaneously instant gratification and a long-term investment both. So you don't have to feel like you're forever the predator in pursuit of well-being, because well-being through the heart is right here, right now. And each right here, right now that you find the well-being that you, I would go so far in alignment with tonight's topic to say, each time you become the well-being, each time you step into that beingness, you're healing the moment. You're giving yourself a gift in the moment. And as you add ratios of that in your life, you're also creating a cumulative effect. And so that's the beauty or the freedom of going after the getting. Because when we make life for getting what we want, then it is a forgetting. It's a forgetting of why we are really here and what this moment really could be, which is fulfilled unto itself. And yet so many things, certainly in my own life, I'll just speak for myself, growing up in, you know, very privileged household. I had ballet lessons and piano lessons and flute lessons and voice lessons, and I went to the highest caliber schools in the city where I grew up and had, you know, private tutors, and everything was about getting somewhere. It was about getting to the next level in my ballet exams, or getting an A, or getting accepted into the best university, or getting the best job, or getting applause, or getting love, getting attention. Whatever it is for you, I would invite everyone listening so that you can walk away from this call with pertinent value for yourself. What is the dot, dot, dot next to your getting? When you make your life for getting, what are you going after? What are you for getting? What are you trying to get? And just be honest with yourself, whatever it is, right? I still fall into this trap. Getting my savings account to the next marker. Getting financial freedom. Getting my business more exposure. Whatever it is for you, right? We all wear this, but ultimately it's the same thing. It's just a type of energy that causes, can cause, and there's nothing wrong with getting. I don't want to, this is not idealistic. I'm just pointing to something that is a little like a trip switch in our culture that obstructs access to a stress-free possibility right here in the heart, where we can, there's a discovery possible that we can actually be what it is we want to get. So But first you have to identify what is it you want to get. Even from calling in tonight, that would be a clever way to approach it, right? Something motivated or inspired you to join us on this HeartStart call or listen to this as a downloaded archive. What got you here? What did you want to get from it? There's nothing wrong with that. But ultimately, and this is why I love teaching heart math, it undoes itself, or at least the way that I teach it, is in the sense that you won't get it from me. You won't even get it from an M-Wave or a book. I, the M-Wave, the book, all these things, all we can do is point to where you'll get it, which is where you already have it, which is in your own heart. But that's a nice conceptual, spiritual idea. The difference with the heart math tools is that we're about to make it just a direct experience of truth, physically, so you can feel it. And not only feel it, but receive health benefits from it. You can see I love it. I just find it so, I'm in awe or wonder that life actually works this way. So take a moment for yourself and just make the list, stream of consciousness. I want to get a better body. I want to get a winning lottery ticket. Whatever it is, just list them. No judgment. And then what I'd love is a brave volunteer to unmute so that I could walk you through a little process that will demonstrate something for all of us. Anybody want to be a guinea pig?
Sure. Hi, Shah.
Yes.
It's Salima.
Okay, great, Salima. You make a good guinea pig.
Yes.
So right about now, all of us could just appreciate you for a moment, right, for sharing your stuff with the group.
Just tell them my background, or?
Well, actually, no. What I'd prefer is just for you to tell us some of the things you'd like to get.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, very simple. Of course, financial freedom. I want to get that.
Uh-huh.
I want to get my play produced. Which you know about, mm-hmm. And I want to get my mother her house in Niger so she could leave the Congo because it's not so safe right now, and I want to get pretty much a great agent, you know, a couple of great agents, you know, not only for my writing but also theatrically and commercially, and I want to get a wonderful and beautiful unconditional love with a wonderful partner. And I want to get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much.
It's a very comprehensive wish list. Thank you, Lima. Love it. And, you know, how wonderful that you're willing to share that with us. And your wish list looks probably almost identical with different names and different place names inserted to almost 7 billion other wish lists on the planet, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, for sure.
That's one of the things I also love about HeartMath. I travel all over the world and meet people and get to be with them in the depth of their human experience and their births and their deaths and their stressors and their passions and their creativity, and really you can be anywhere, and ultimately the enemies on the planet have all the same wishes.
I agree, yeah.
You know, we all, whether it's Santa Claus you're asking for it from or Allah, everybody wants the same stuff at the root, and so, or at the heart, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
The heart, scientifically even, and we teach this in greater depth than Sierra's classes, is a source of conflict resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And in essence, when we establish that I want to get something that I don't have now,
mm-hmm.
we've set up a conflict.
Okay.
Now, it's not a world war. The conflict inside us. But I go so far as to say, now this is Sheva talking, although we have some pretty cool new research from HeartMath that shows the global implications of human emotion, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would go so far as to say when I live in that conflict inside myself, I want to get something
right.
that I don't have now, then I contribute to global conflict. And so the conflict there, of course, just to make it clear, is I want to get something that I don't have now. So now I've created a conflict between where I am right now
mm-hmm.
and some future place that I want to be. And now there's separation between my future and my present moment, between my desire and where I'm at. And so automatically a part of me isn't accepting things as they are or where I am right now. And there's friction in that. Can you taste that a little bit, Salima? The friction
yeah.
of not having those things you want?
I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
And
yeah.
So how does that friction feel to you in your body or your emotions? Would you mind describing that to us a little bit, knowing that however that occurs for you,
mm-hmm.
it's occurring for 7 billion other people. Well, maybe minus a few awakened souls, right? I'm thinking Eckhart Tolle probably isn't feeling this.
I just don't have peace of mind, pretty mm-hmm. much, mm-hmm. you know, and that creates stress, feeling under pressure, feeling of lack of insecurity and lack of confidence and, you know, insomnia, all of these things because, you know, it's like working your mind, okay, what can I do or, you know, who can I talk to or who can I contact for this, for that and things like that or what can I do better and, you know, you keep trying to figure out getting resolutions for yourself and, you know, it keeps you awake, you know, trying to figure out all of this stuff. You know, to try to get ahead or to try to get resolution or, you know, to it's like trying to get the peace of mind that you're looking for, but at the same time it's not giving you the peace of mind because you're doing all of these things to help you find the peace of mind that you're looking for. So it's like going around in a circle, pretty
it's
much.
So well said. It's a dog chasing its tail, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Dog chasing its tail, trying to get...
Yeah.
The bad guy, and it's its own tail, right?
Yeah.
And so the possibility is to stop, and the HeartMath tools are a way to stop, like a method for stopping.
Mm-hmm.
The rat race, the gerbil wheel, right? Because you, as you said it, you're trying to get peace of mind. You're trying to get ahead.
Yeah.
There's the getting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the irony to me, I mean, I make it a silly play on words, but as soon as we are about getting, we are forgetting.
Yeah, it's true.
We're forgetting what's right here. And I don't know about you, Salima, but I was a person that forgot to such a degree that I needed some reminders. And not just some reminders in a silly sense, meaning I actually needed help to rewire my body because I became so conditioned to forget.
Wow.
That I just lived in forgetfulness, and that was a kind of anxiety. So some of the things you mentioned I you know, was plagued with before I learned these tools, like insomnia and anxiety and just a constant sense of spinning my wheels without really feeling any accomplishment.
Right.
And ironically, it just didn't even matter that I would get straight A's or that I did have, you know, that ultimately there was an emptiness to the fruition of the things I was trying to get because getting that didn't get me peace of mind.
Yeah, I see. That's how I feel, actually, because you don't even see that you are advancing. I know that I'm advancing and I've done, you know, really major steps, but then again, I just feel like it's not enough. You know, it's just not enough.
Well, and so then that leads to the getting more.
Exactly.
Getting more and getting more and getting more. There's a Buddhist term that I really love called the hungry ghost.
That's funny.
It's like a realm where the ghosts are all hungry. And what that is no matter how much they eat, they're still hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're eating things that aren't nourishing them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we're about getting and getting and getting and getting, we can't be full, because the only way to be full is to be full.
Right.
Not to be in getting mode. And that fullness comes through these fear of feelings. But again, let's now take that from something conceptual to something actual. And here's how we'll do that. Salima, I'm just going to play a little game with you that we play in our advanced heart math curriculum.
Okay.
Where there's a tool we teach in the advanced course called hologramming, where we teach people how the heart interfaces with the quantum field and is a source of reality creation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all those things that you want, you could actually learn tools to make those things maybe not happen, but bring yourself into alignment with their highest outcome, right?
Right.
And yet that we do this tool first, because you don't want to create something that you regret later. You don't want to climb the corporate ladder and get yourself to the top and realize the ladder was leaning against the wrong building.
That won't be fun.
Right? Well, but that's what so many are doing, right? In the getting, they've forgotten what they really want.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to play a little game with you that might help some of the listeners get to what it is they really want.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about how you can be that rather than get it. So, Salima, if you could have your play produced, a safer home for your mother, financial freedom, all of the agents that you want,
mm-hmm.
what would that give you? What would those things give you? What would you have then?
Well, I will definitely feel happy,
mm-hmm.
and I would probably, be proud and confident, I will feel like I'm finally achieved something that I've always wanted, that I have achieved my goals, and that will give me a sense of satisfaction, peace of mind.
Okay, so let's see if I got this. Happiness, confidence, peace of mind, satisfaction. I missed a couple in there, didn't I?
Yeah, pretty much. And, probably also love, feeling good about myself. And, I guess that's where the confidence and everything falls into.
Uh-huh. So a sense of esteem and value.
Yes, and feeling proud of myself, because, all of this stuff takes hard work.
Now, here's the amazing thing that I just want to point out to everyone that's listening. And, this is a game called the trapdoor game. It's not even,
I knew it was something like that.
It's not even a heart math tool, but I find it very useful for pointing to the value of the heart math system.
Okay.
Because here's what we discovered, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I asked you, Salima, what the house for your mother and the agents and the production of your play and your financial freedom and all, and the finding of your soulmate, love, relationship, what all those things are going to give you,
mm-hmm.
you didn't respond with a great 401k, a good credit rating, the car I want. You didn't respond with more stuff.
Okay.
Every response you gave was a Fiera feeling. Did you notice that?
Well, now that you pointed it out, now I notice it, yes.
Yeah, every response you gave was a feeling.
Yeah.
So let's give the other, we're going to take this further, but before we do, let's just give all of the listeners a moment, an opportunity to look at their own getting lists and see if you got what you want to get. Reminds me of a game I used to play with my dad when I was little. We'd always say, get it, got it, good. If you got what you wanted to get, what would that give you? That's the question. If you got what you wanted to get, what would that give you? Because that's what you're forgetting. And if you keep asking yourself that question, really give yourself a moment to do that now and identify what is it you really want. Then I'm willing to guarantee that every single person listening to this call will end up with a feeling, not an object. That what you really want is the feeling you think the object will give you. But Lordy, anybody who is in the counseling professions knows that everyone thinks, oh, if I find my soulmate, it will give me love. And all we have to do is look at our divorce rate to see that it's mythology. It's just not true. It's not how this works. We don't get it from things or other people. Okay. I gave everyone a chance to just at least identify three of the feelings you think the things you want to get would give you. And similarly, you know, I mean, I work with people in every conceivable financial bracket. I work with people who never, ever have to think about earning money again in their lives. And they don't have peace of mind.
Wow.
Yeah, it's shocking, right?
Yeah.
We're so convinced it comes from outside. As a matter of fact, some of them have greater stress because they've got to navigate in their relationships, for example. Do these people really like me as a person, or do they want something from me? Are they trying to
right.
get something from me? Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Everything carries with it its own situations. It doesn't really matter whether you're materially wealthy or materially impoverished in your perception. It's just not the issue. Heaven and hell is the exact same circumstance. It's how we look at it and who we are being within it. And so the HeartMath system is simply a system of tools to give you the choice of who you want to be. Do you want to be someone who is forgetting? Or do you want to be the source of value? And so now that you've remembered, Salima,
mm-hmm.
what it is you really wanted, which is happiness, peace of mind, love, self-esteem, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if you had a system of tools that could give you that on the spot in the moment, those feelings, independent of the events of life or what's happening around you? What
yeah.
would that be like?
That would be amazing.
That's what HeartMath is. Because those feelings lie within your own heart. And on a moment-to-moment basis, you could actually, with a physiological shift in your heart, choose those feelings, any one of them. The same way you open up your refrigerator and decide, I want an apple. No, I think I'll have an orange.
Mm-hmm.
You could open up your heart box with the HeartMath system, the heart tools, and say, today I'm going to feel full of esteem and confidence and love, no matter what happens. I'm going to be that. Now let me ask you this, Salima. If you were able to do that, do you think that would change the outcomes of the situations in your life?
Yeah, I think so. I think by being it, I think then I'm going to get it, I think. That's what I believe.
Well, then you become a match for whatever is like that, right?
Yeah.
You become a match for the Selena's life lived in confidence, love, and joy. It's like that's the elevator button you push when you get in the elevator in the morning, right?
Right.
So that's where you arrive, and you arrive in that life. But it starts with pushing your own button first. You can't just stand outside the elevator and go, boy, I wish I was in the penthouse. How am I going to get to the penthouse? You get there by being a match for it. And so, of course, it changes the outcome of your life. If you walk into a meeting with confidence and self-love and self-esteem, joyful, you're probably more likely to impress the agents. And so it goes, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, but it doesn't matter because even if you don't, the thing you wanted from them, you already have. And then you're free. And that's freedom from stress for yourself and also for others, right? Because when we try to get what we really want, which is to feel good from other people or from other situations, we put an incorrect pressure on other people and situations. In making another person responsible for our own well-being or happiness, we are giving them an impossible task because it can only happen inside us. And so not only do we alleviate our own stress by making this shift and becoming those very values that you wanted to get from all those things, right, Salima?
Mm-hmm.
But we also become a source of greater value in our world and diminishing stress for all concerned. Which is why it is my deep passion and joy and my gratitude to have been given the gift to get to be the source of expressing these heart math tools and this wisdom to all of you. Salima, thank you for being such a wonderful guinea pig.
No, well, thank you for giving me the opportunity.
I really appreciate you sharing. Is there any questions that you have, Salima, before we open up the lines for other people to share their experience or ask their own questions?
No, I definitely get it. I got it.
Honey, you don't have to get it because you are it.
Yeah, so I got it.
So, get it? Got it?
Yeah,
good.
Exactly. So, but thank you so much. It was actually that simple.
Isn't that fun?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, that's why we can teach heart math to four-year-olds, right?
Yeah.
It is, it's simple, and yet it's, if it were so easy, it's the thing that's right under your nose, literally. Your heart's under your nose.
Yes, it's true.
It's right here, and yet we forget. That's it. We go into forgetting. And so the tools themselves give you a scientific and physical platform for doing a step-by-step process that helps you recondition your body, your mind, your emotions to live in the forgiving, to live in the receiving rather than the forgetting.
Now, how is it, Sheva, for someone like myself or others to keep this consistent? You know, because sometimes life comes at you, oh my gosh, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute, you know, where did that come from? Like, yeah. Out of nowhere and just shakes you up, you know what I mean? And then you're back to, oh no, you know, things that... your circumstances or things that's definitely out of your control that just comes out of nowhere, you know. So how do you keep this feeling or, you know, of value and appreciation on consistently?
It's a great question. For one thing, in the beginner course, we teach a tool specific for stabilizing there so that you teach your nervous system much the same way that you have default settings on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tool to create coherence and order in the heart.
Okay.
As a default setting in your nervous system, in your heart rhythm. So that's one thing from a practical sense. And the other thing is, that's the reason also that I started the program that we have called Heart Mastery, which is a year-long course for essentially the same price as just taking one webinar each month. You can call in as many times in the week as you want to webinars and to be a part of this conversation that you're sticking your toe into the water of tonight, right?
Right.
So that you can learn the tools in depth through the Heart Mastery program, and also so that through one full cycle of a year of living, you're held in a community that reminds you and that supports you to see things in that through the eyes of your heart. So when life circumstances and experiences throw you off kilter, you land in the net of your Heart Mastery community and classes. That answer your question?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Important question, because that's really what's an issue for all of us. That's the whole point. You know, truthfully, there's nothing that I would give you in my courses that you haven't already tasted. I can say that with confidence, because if you have a heart, I have yet to meet even the most psychologically disturbed psychiatric patients have reference points of heart feeling that I've worked with, right?
Mm.
So it's not that I'm giving you something that's not inherently yours. What the heart math tools are doing is introducing you to how to access it on purpose. So it doesn't just happen by accident or by serendipity on a rare occasion that you take a photo of and put in an album somewhere to remember as the highlight of your life. It gets to be your day-to-day approach to life. You get to stabilize there and create higher and higher ratios of time in the truth of who you are instead of in the forgetting and denial of that.
Right.
So your question is really what this is all about. It's what I'm here for.
Mm. Well, thank you for being here.
Ditto. Ditto. Let's open up the line and see if anyone else has any questions about what we talked about tonight, about the heart math science or technology or tools, about Sierra's programs. Really, all of that is welcome. So if you've muted your line, just make sure that you press star 6 to unmute. Anybody have anything they want to share? While people are pondering that, let me give the group a little invitation here. Whatever you wrote down as you looked at the things that you want to get and saw what the feeling that you think the getting of that will bring you is, just take a moment with those feelings. Obviously, the heart math tools are a system where we can teach you how to access that feeling directly and the benefits that brings to your health and your life. But in the absence of being able to teach you the heart math system in the next 5 minutes that we have left in this call, you could just assess for yourself right now. Whatever I move to next as the heart start call ends, how could I actually be the source of these feelings for myself and others in my next event? Maybe some of you are going off to make or have dinner. How could I put this feeling into the dinner I make or into the conversations with the people that I eat with? How could I be the source of value instead of looking to and expending so much energy trying to get all this other stuff in order to experience that? How could I just be this value right here, right now? And if that's a hard question to answer, no problem. Just call me here at Fiera 310-581-1507. There are very simple tools that can help you become the source of value in your life and live that experience rather than try to constantly get it and get it and get it. You can have it right now. On that note, did anybody want to share anything or ask a question before we close up the call?
Jim and Amarillo.
Okay, Jim, we'll start with you, and then we'll go to the woman that was speaking.
Yeah, I can relate to just about everything that Selena, was it?
Selima, yes, Selena, yeah.
Said, and I bonded so much to be able to give rather than just be all for getting.
Yeah.
I wanted to, but I'm so introverted and really withdrawn that I find it almost impossible to be outgoing enough to do that.
Well, it's a wonderful point that you bring up because there's an assumption in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you have to be outgoing in order to be the source of value. And if I may, this could be a bit presumptuous, and I don't mean to judge our culture so much in the way I speak about it. I have deep love for our culture. It's because of the way our culture is that I get to do this. However, we live in a very extroverted culture, right, that has a lot of value on externalization. That's kind of what we're talking about tonight. And I love manifestation and externalization. Don't get me wrong. I have had my friends once had a T-shirt made for me. Said on the front, the manifester. So I have a deep love for that. And being the source of value is actually an internal experience. It doesn't have to do with externalizing anything necessarily. And so the good news for you, Jim, is that you can be exactly who you are and be the source of value. It happens inside you, in your own heart.
I've seen other people do that, even though they're introverted, but I haven't been able to find out how.
Well, then you came to the right place. And there's actually a beginner course, and the next round of the Heart Mastery Program starts on July 1st, I believe. Yeah, that's Tuesday. Tuesday, July 1st. So for those like you, Jim, you know, who feel this and know it's what you want, but you haven't seen how to be there,
mm-hmm.
then that would be something I would strongly suggest. Really, we find, you know, for some people, a year-long commitment is pretty daunting at first. I can honestly say within 4 weeks of a beginner course, and we might open up the line too, but I know we have some Heart Mastery members listening to the call who could share their experience. Usually by the end of the third week in the beginner course, people have experienced, at the very least, in terms of what we're discussing tonight, the ability at any time to open up the cupboard of their emotions and pull out what they want from their heart treasure chest. To really step in and be the source of value. They have that skill down even within the first 4 weeks. So it's very practical, something we can definitely teach you how to do.
Well,
and
I've
been
trying to learn that for 65 years.
Well, that's because you've been trying to get it rather than be it. And it, just so you know, it doesn't require that you change your personality type. It doesn't require that you fix your past traumas. None of that. Such a relief, right? Exactly who you are right now, you have access to this if you know where to find it. So, Jim, definitely. You can also, by the way, go to the homepage of our website, and through the portal of the homepage on the site, you can register for the beginner course or find out more about Heart Mastery. And you can email me, too, directly, Sheva, S like Sam, H, E like elephant, V like victory, A at Sierra, F like fantastic, YERA.com, and that's the same as our homepage for the site is www.sierra.com. So, no, you don't have to put yourself in the personality Cuisinart. It's simply a matter of learning to tap the power of your heart. That's a great question. Did that answer it for you, Jim? Anything else you want to add?
It's just that I did take one of the first, the free first month.
Yes.
I did take one of those, and you had called back, left a message on my voicemail, I think, and I've been meaning to call again, but I hadn't gotten around to it. But I know I find such a hard time accessing the right brain, activity if I have any at all. I don't know.
Well, the good news is that in terms of being able to tap into your heart, which, by the way, Jim, I think picking up the phone and calling is more a left brain, isn't it? I'm teasing you, but really accessing this intelligence in your heart and the ability to tap into your positive feeling worlds at will is not an issue of one side of the brain or the other. It's a wholeness process. Because of the nature of the heart and its impact on the whole brain and the whole of your body, it doesn't require, again, it's sort of the same issue. Whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, a more intellectual person or a more feeling person, it doesn't matter. This is about the essence of who you are that transcends, your astrological chart or your eye color or your hair, right?
Yeah, and I've heard that can change as your personality changes. Some people, it can change their personality.
Yeah, and so all those things are happening at the surface, right? But we're talking about the depth of your heart, which is untouched by the surface things.
I guess it's from a lifetime of just suppressing all those feelings, and it's such a habit that it's so habitual that I don't know how to stop it.
Right. Well, that's what we teach you how to do. And the good news is it doesn't matter whether a building has been standing for a decade or a century, right? If you have the right wrecking ball, in fact, the longer the building's been there, the more destabilized the foundation is. You just hit it in just the right spot, boom, the whole thing crumbles. So whatever habits you've invested in your forgetting, for all you listening, right? The good news is the wrecking ball is the same and it takes the same amount of time. So whether you've invested in your habits of forgetting for 65 years or 5 years, the wrecking ball still comes in and down goes the forgetting, and there behind it all along was the heart.
Well, I hope that's true, the analogy, or that it's less stable than a recently built one. I don't know if that's true, but I hope it is.
Well, either way, it doesn't matter, right? Because ultimately, it's the heart you want to experience, the heart that's here for you, and there is an easy way to access it. Absolutely. And I understand, the trepidation of that. It sounds almost too good to be true, and who wants to hear something that's an overpromise, right? Just to experience more letdown.
Heard a lot of that.
We protect against that disappointment because it's the antithesis of what we want to feel, right? I'm sure all of you writing down what you wanted to get, the results of what you got would not give you disappointment. That's not why you want it, right? So you almost don't want to hear that you can have this because you don't want to be disappointed, and I understand that. And yet what I'm telling you is that your disappointment or your contentment goes beyond whether I could meet your expectations or not. Your contentment and your ability to override disappointment lies within your own heart and the ability to make a choice to be the source of contentment in the moment, regardless of whether I meet your expectations or not. And that's real freedom. And that's in a very simple set of tools that get you to that in your own heart. So that's my risk-free guarantee, not a money-back guarantee, but it's a guarantee that even if I disappoint you, you'll have the power not to be disappointed. I've never heard of it. It's wonderful you're bringing us to that, Jim, because I've never actually expressed it before, and I'm chuckling because it sounds so funny as a business owner, right? But it's the truth, right? Chances are I probably will disappoint you. And my business probably will too at some point, because if we have expectations, it's a setup to get disappointed. It's really just, again, not the issue. The issue is that your feelings of disappointment or any other type of stress are happening in you, and you get to change that independent of your circumstances by becoming the source of value in your own heart. Anything more you wanted to add to that? You're giving us so much rich fodder for conversation here.
I want to believe that.
Yeah, well, again, you know, I used to, before I became a heart math trainer, there was a technology I developed. I was an acupuncturist, and I developed a technology called belief clearing and worked very closely with beliefs and human thought patterns and the way that we approach that and thinking. And part of the reason I chose to teach heart math is because it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. It's just, it's not about belief. In other words, it doesn't require faith. It's not a faith-based endeavor. It's a simple physical and physiological shift that changes the foundation of your body and your mind and how they work in a way that allows you to feel better more often.
It reminds me of the last verses of 1 Corinthians 13. The greatest of these is love. Not even faith, but the greatest is love. That comes from the heart.
I'm so happy you shared that, because I had a very religious grandmother, and Corinthians 13 was her favorite. And I wasn't myself raised with much biblical education at all, so she would sign her letters to me, Corinthians 13, and I never really knew what that meant. So you saying that right now just washes me with such love and appreciation and brings me to tears. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
How beautiful is that? And I'm living in alignment with her. That's really special. Thank you, Jim. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Now you see why I love the Heart Mastery. I just get to soak in the heart all day long myself. There was someone else who spoke up right as Jim was speaking up. Did you still want to ask a question or share something? And that person may have needed to sign off. Anyone else have anything before we close up shop for the night? Miss Sharon Porter, are you still on the line? Do we still have you here? You may have needed to go too. We're 10 minutes over time. Thank you guys for giving us extra time this evening. I really enjoyed being here with you tonight. Again, we have a new class. And for those listening to this as an archive, our beginner courses all start the first Tuesday of every month. And that also begins the new cycle of the Heart Mastery Program. So if you have any questions about any of that, or, you know, want to talk with one of our team members about what your particular needs are and concerns, like the concerns that Jim had of whether the program would be right for you. And of course, it isn't right for everyone. So it's important to us as well that we help you thoroughly assess if this is something that would be effective given your circumstances and who, you know, how you best learn. We're happy to have that conversation and really drill down into what you need and facilitate you to get and be the needs met. So you can reach me again at 310 581-1507, or email me Sheva, S-H-E-V-A, at Sierra, F-Y-E-R-A, .com. Thank you to Salima and to Jim for adding so much to the conversation tonight.
Well, thank you.
Thank you,
everyone.
Again.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a wonderful night, everyone.
Thank you, Sheva.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello?